Hello, this is Bit Depth number 1427, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on October 16th, 2023, under the headline Budget 2024, What is it doing for the digital economy? I'm the author, Mark Lindesay. The 2024 budget, read in Parliament on October 2nd by Finance Minister Colm Embert, leans in heavily on infrastructure. A review of the support documents, the Social Sector Investment Program, SSIP, and Public Sector Investment Program, PSIP, elaborate in detail on the strategic overview offered by the Finance Minister that expressed largely in concrete. Interestingly, one item is only to be found in the budget speech, a tax exemption of $500,000 for companies who invest in cybersecurity. A last-minute notion? The scattershot accounting in the budget of the myriad efforts to create a digital economy remains true in the 2024 budget documents, 2 years after the creation of the Ministry of Digital Transformation, MDT, and the appointment of a cabinet-level advocate for the digital economy. You'll find digital transformation ideas scattered throughout the support documents. Alongside letterings about telemedicine and health information systems at the Ministry of Health, a digital skills development program called We Learn TT, there's a continued commitment to TT Wi-Fi, a persistently wrong-headed plan to bring 26 open-area public access sites, of which no more than 5 are currently operational, despite efforts dating from 2016. In his budget speech, the finance minister couldn't seem to reconcile the claims of de facto state agency TSTT's claim of country coverage approaching 100% and the availability of satellite-based Starlink services with lingering claims of underserved areas. A survey by the Telecommunications Authority in 2022 revealed that just 0.12% of households are underserved by broadband connectivity. TAT's Universal Service Fund, raised through a licensing tax on telecommunications providers that's raised more than $150 million for the authority, should be more than enough to fix this shrinking problem. Unless someone somewhere likes talking about unserved and underserved areas when discussing the internet in Trinidad and Tobago. For the second year running, the finance minister reported that it is engaging the UNCTAD to develop the national e-commerce strategy. Vague threats of a unification of book lists and ensuring continuity of use of textbooks also made an appearance, with hints of turning some of these learning tools into e-books, a rights issue that it isn't clear anyone at the Ministry of Education has fully considered. The digitalization of the public service continues with document scanning at town and country planning, but there's been no move on the overdue digitalization of the police service beyond plans to operationalize body cams, a move largely stymied by reluctant officers. The 3-year public sector investment program, produced in 2022 to cover the government's strategic planning for the years 2023 to 2024, proposes bolder changes to the service, including a resource shift towards enterprise reporting systems, virtual meetings, investigations using access rooms, and redeployment of human capital to highest level skill sets. The PSIP allocates $15 million to body cameras, while gesturing rather vaguely in the direction of digital fingerprint capture and a planned expansion of the police computing network. In a document that offers detailed boasts of the concrete to be poured for police building refurbishment, and even proudly includes a photo of side-by-side sit toilets installed at the San Fernando Administration Building, built without benefit of a modesty divider, this lack of clarity is confusing. There is no clarity about computer systems, management systems for firearms, user licenses, and property rooms, computerization of the crime scene photo lab, server room upgrades. Nothing is said about the proposed deployment of closed-circuit television systems and a half dozen other initiatives outlined for the police service in the 3-year plan. The gaps between planning and execution, even for critical matters like the gathering of accurate statistical information about governance, remains a hallmark of the sprawl of government budget documents. The National Statistical Institute of Trinidad and Tobago was first proposed as a replacement for the Central Statistical Office in a 2018 bill. The CSO has been hamstrung by its inability to access governance datasets and increasingly limited resources. The idea of the National Statistical Institute still haunts budget documents, but the planned population and housing census in 2024 will be managed by a last gasp CSO. The last census was done in 2011. The formation of the Ministry of Digital Transformation was expected to herald a new commitment to digital transformation in Trinidad and Tobago. But a comparison of the ambitions of the three-year document with this year's document suggests a dramatic scaling down of ambitions. The current emphasis of the Ministry of Digital Transformation appears to be on the implementation of a National Electronic Identification System, EID, even if the minister doesn't miss an opportunity to celebrate fresh concrete when a new public internet access center is opened. The EID system, a proposed government cloud, and the implementation of a cybersecurity strategy have attracted the largest budget allocation to the Ministry of Digital Transformation at $50 million. But the EID project alone is likely to demand the focus of the Ministry of Digital Transformation entirely if it hopes to implement it before the next election.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shin, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.